Lesson 6, the change of the law. Friday, summary. The prophet Daniel had a vision, and in chapter 7, we are shown what he had seen. This horn, which was small in the beginning and became bigger than all the others, and it was different. More different than all the other horns. It was a different power. It was a spiritual power, a denomination. And it is written that this spiritual power intended to change the law of God. We know the devil is behind it, of course. And he's very clever in using a church for that, isn't it? Then you can be more easily manipulated. That's the point. Now what happened in history? We have a look at this map here. The pink and light pink color shows the Roman Empire around 375. It has, in a few years afterwards, it was divided in a Western area, organizationally divided. It was one empire, but with a capital in Rome and with a capital in Constantinople, later Byzantium, later Istanbul. Now, here we see the red line. This is a very interesting development we can see here. The Huns, 375. They came from Inner Asia on their horses, like a lightning, came here to Europe, in the area of Paris, and they mixed up everything. The German tribes, which settled here, it's this light brown color, they had tried to get into the Roman Empire for hundreds of years without success. But when the Huns came and attacked the Germans, the German tribes tried to get away. It went where to go? And then they managed to come into the Roman Empire. So it were the Huns who drove the German tribes into Western Roman Empire. And the western part of the Roman Empire collapsed in 476. So this is 101 years after the attack of the Huns, when they came to Europe on their horses. Quick. Fast as a lightning. Here on the next map, we see the different German tribes where they settled in Europe. On this map here, we see how the Eastern Emperor Justinian tried to get back the western part of the Roman Empire. This is the light pink color here. So he succeeded nearly. And in this time, the Bishop of Rome in 538 was raised above all the other Christian bishops. But the development had already started earlier, because in 321, the Emperor Constantine, therefore the name Constantinople, Opel means town of Constantine. He, in 321, made his Sunday law and made the heathen Roman religion come together with Christian elements. And a new church was formed, which should be the church for everybody. And therefore this church was called Roman Catholic. Catholic means for everybody in the state. Roman Catholic. So we see where the main point is on it. And this Roman Catholic Church, it was a mixture of heathen Roman religious elements and Christian elements. But the early Christian Church was different in their dogmas, of course. But this church became the leading one. Here we see how it developed, the dark gray color and light gray in Europe. And this church accepted this. So it forced the Sunday to be accepted. And everybody who stayed to the biblical Sabbath, they tried to kill everybody who didn't live according to their dogmas. So in history, we see a development. And about 700, a new power from the East came here through Mohammed, Islam. It came up here till the Pyrenees. And all of these were taken out of Christian hands. Later on, this area was driven back from Mohammedanian religion, but this was the only one. The rest kept the Islamic tradition. Here we see the last part of the East Roman Empire. Here, in this area, in this time, when the Roman Empire was still mighty, Sunday law was developed. And because this church, a combination of Roman and Christian religious elements, because this church became the church of the state, the Sunday was prolonged in Europe, and then it went around the world. Later on, we see the development in Europe, how it goes on, 800, and so in 200 years, the colors change of the political situation in Europe up to the end of the First World War. It covers 1,000 years. But here, the religious element is the same which was developed here in the Roman Empire. And in the time of the Reformation, we have this kind of map in Europe. It's a wild mixture of many, many colors till today, as we can see.